Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's a privilege to be able to share with you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. You know, there's something special about all things that are new. Whether it be the first light of dawn at the beginning of a new day, or opening a surprise new gift on Christmas morning, it seems like newness creates in us a refreshing and invigorating sense of optimism and hope. As it so happens, this week marks the first full week of a new year, a new decade, and for those who choose it, a new sense of purpose in life. As the Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And so this week we will discuss all things becoming new in our spiritual lives. What better time than the new year to refresh our hearts with the liberating message of the gospel and begin our walk anew? Yesterday we discussed the new birth and how to enter into Christ we must be born again. Today we want to discuss what happens once we are born again. We cannot remain the same. We must become a new creature. As it said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which we read earlier, after being born again, we are called upon to be a new creature. Our former life of being slaves of sin is over, and we must now live a new life, a life in which the old has passed away, but the new has come. In Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 5, the Apostle Paul tells those in Colossae, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." We put to death the fleshly impulses of the world and put on a new self, a new creature, which is constantly renewed in the image of the creator. In Galatians chapter 6, in verse 15, Paul expands on this discussion of a new creature, a new creation. Talking in the context of the old law, Paul says, "For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. The remnants of the old law no longer matter. What does matter, whether you were formerly a Jew or a Gentile, is that now you are a new creation in Christ. The past is done away with. The past is dead. Now we must be alive as a new creature in Christ." And in Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 22 beginning, it says, "To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." We are to put off our old selves and be renewed in our minds. It is our mindset, it's our attitude, it's our thought process that is putting on the new self, which is created in the likeness of God. We are constantly striving to be more holy, to be more righteous, just as He is righteous. We are to constantly be searching and striving to be that new creature, that new creation. And so we must have a new birth, but we also must become a new creature. I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss all things becoming new in a new year. We invite you to worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings as well for Bible study at 7 p.m. May God bless you today.